Down the field again comes Seton Hill, leading 12-4. We're a minute and a half in to this second half. Seton Hill looking to add to their 8-goal lead that they built in the first half. Here's Gensler with it. Right side of the attack box to Harper. Harper looks to shoot. He does, and fires high of the net to our left. And Forzo going to bring it back into play now for Seton Hill. McGarity Harper, the one who missed the goal there. Forzo now to Estabrooks. Left side of the attack box. Estabrooks gets it right behind the net now. Ball up for grabs, and that's a cause turnover by Walsh. They're able to force a turnover there. And now Cudahy has it, the goalkeeper, and he's going to bring it all the way out and try to clear it. He does. Far sideline now. Walsh controlling it. Down the far sideline they work. They're going to work for their possession here. Bowman with it. Now off to McMahon. Right sideline. Into the cross stick of Bradley. 12:35 here in the third period. Bradley high on the right now to Mitchell. Here's Marcus Brown, the star of the first half for Walsh with 3 goals. Now to Dowling, the player who had the other goal for Walsh in that first half. Here's Mitchell, right side of the attack box. Works in top of the attack box. Backs down. Gets it to Brown, who shoots, and it rattles past the goalie and Moe, and it goes in. Gives Marcus Brown 4 goals on the afternoon. Assist there went to Mitchell, Brent, the defenseman, for Walsh. They cut it to a 7-goal game. 12-5. 12-10 in the third period. Another face-off here at midfield. Cieszynski going back and forth with Gray, who initially had it, but then Walsh comes up with it. Gabe Brown comes away with the ground ball. And down the field now comes Walsh. Mitchell on the far sideline. Brent, who had the previous assist to Marcus Brown. Now to Dowling. Dowling, top of the attack box. Right wing. With it is Brown. Marcus works in. Gets right in front of the attack box. Now fires to Mitchell. Ends up in Bowman's cross stick. Bowman on the near sideline. Being D'd up very tightly here. And finally gets out of it. On the near sideline to Brown. Now behind the net. About 20 yards off is McMahon. McMahon works around the net to the left. Left side extended. McMahon got in there, had a shot at it, and he couldn't control it. Great job there by Seton Hill preventing him from having an easy shot. And down the field comes Seton Hill now. They work down the field. Ball free, though. And Walsh comes away with the ground ball. Throw down the field. Ends up in the cross stick of Walsh. Down the field they come, Munoz. Munoz working on the left side of the box. Munoz, behind the net now, goes to Bowman. Bowman with it. Gets it on the right sideline to Gregory. Cameron. Now to Bradley, around center field. Now to Dowling. Sully, with 10:24 in the third period, Walsh trailing 12-5. Sully works behind the net, now to McMahon. McMahon, left sideline, Gregory. Now to Bradley. Bradley, straight on in the attack box, in about 10 paces. Now gets it to Dowling. Dowling trying to work for a shot, and fires it to the right and out of bounds. And going to go back to Seton Hill now. We're under 10 minutes in the third period. They lead 12-5. Moe fires at basically the length of the field here, and the pass is intercepted by Cudahy that time for Walsh, the goalkeeper. And now Profio with it, near sideline. Preston Kaufman, now to Gregory. Walsh trailing 12-5, 9:33 in the third period. McMahon, Behind the net to Bowman. Bowman, now to Bradley, near sideline. Not really sure what Kevin Moe, the goalkeeper, was thinking there, firing it over the head of everybody. Cudahy, the nearest man, too, at the goalkeeper from Walsh. Here's Bradley, right side of the box. Now to McMahon, to Bradley, who shoots and misses it off the top crossbar at the net to our right. The cross stick was high on his left hand there. He had a good shot at it, just missed it high. McMahon going to bring it back in now. And Walsh with another possession. Here's Bradley, behind the net to Bowman, to McMahon. McMahon fires right sideline, and the ball simply goes into the netting, and Walsh going to maintain the possession with 23 on the shot clock. They called that a missed shot, even though it was very far away from the net. Gregory with it now, just 13 on the shot clock. Now to Bowman, straight on to Gregory, to Brown, just 8 on the shot clock. Marcus Brown, now to Mitchell. Mitchell shoots, misses off the left side of the post there, and here comes Seton Hill now. Seton Hill, down the field they work, and the ball is lost. But they control it back again. Previous shot from Walsh went off the crossbar. They had a good look at it. Seton Hill with it on the near sideline. Walsh being very physical defensively. Walsh really pressuring to try to get this thing. They come up with the steal. Turnover there caused by Walsh because they basically mobbed Seton Hill's ball carrier in that case. Here comes Walsh. We're under 8 minutes in the third period. They trail 12-5. So far, Seton Hill has not scored in this period. Here's Dowling with it, straight on. Right wing, Bradley. Bradley shoots and misses wide to the right. And McMahon will bring it back in after the missed shot. 54 on the shot clock. McMahon behind the net. Now to Dowling, straight on Kaufman, to Mitchell, to Bradley. Bradley on the right wing, high right side of the attack box. Now to McMahon, back to Bradley. Bradley, right of the box, fires it far sideline, and the ball going to matriculate out of bounds to the far sideline, and Seton Hill will have it. Seton Hill brings it across the midfield line. Here's Gage Williams. Gage looking to go all the way and misses off the left crossbar as he looks to go all the way there. Seton Hill gets it back, though. Rupert saves the ground ball, and Seton Hill back with it. Here's Manbeck, now to Hanilak. Rupert. Now to Manbeck. Manbeck working behind the net, holding the cross stick in his right hand, shoots, misses off the top crossbar. Ball is free. Who comes away with it? It's Walsh who comes away with it. It was Howard Lawrence, the senior defenseman, who came away with it. 6:20 here in the third period. Seton Hill still has yet to score in this period. Walsh the lone goal. Down the field they come. Walsh trying to work for a good possession here. They could cut it to as little as 6 goals here going into the waning moments of this period. McMahon has it, now to Bowman behind the net. Here's Marcus Brown. Brown scored the goal earlier in this period to give him 4 on the game, and since then no scoring has ensued. Waskovich with it, now behind the net. To McMahon. McMahon. Now to Sturts. Sturts, top of the attack box for Walsh. Right side of the attack box, Marcus Brown again, who has 4 goals in the game, does the senior. Marcus looks to attack in, loses it. Ball up for grabs, and coming away with it is Bradley. Bradley, with 4 on the shot clock, has to get a shot off. Bradley looks to get it away. Shot from left of the net and shot clock violation there as Waskovich did not get it away in time. So turnover and Seton Hill will get it back. 5 minutes even in the third period. 12-5. Seton Hill with the lead, and they have the possession. Here's Manbeck along the near sideline. He had a hat trick in the first half alone. Seton Hill going to kind of slow things up here just a little bit. Manbeck goes behind the net now. Seton Hill going back and forth here on the possession. Seton Hill still with it. Manbeck, could be a turnover here. Ball is up free, and coming away with it now, again, is Seton Hill. Ground ball by Forzo brought in. And Seton Hill still with it, right side of the attack box. Getting it all the way down low on the right on the doorstep there. Was Davis, Andy, and then on the far sideline, Walsh up with it. And they've got some numbers if they look up. Here's Munoz, shoots and misses to the left of the net off to our right. 3:42 in the third period, 12-5 Seton Hill. Walsh able to clear it out of there on that previous sloppy possession offensively by Seton Hill. And Walsh with it now. Here's Marcus Brown. Brown, top of the attack box, straight on. Now here comes Dowling back into the play. Sully attacks in, shoots, and misses off to the left of the net to our right. Dowling's been active. Whenever he's held the ball, he's at least tried to do something with it. Here's McMahon now going to bring it back into play. Mitchell with it. Now to Marcus Brown. Brown holding it with his left hand, gets in, left of the net, misses again wide to the left that time. 27 seconds left on the shot clock with 3:03 in the third period. 12-5, the Seton Hill lead, Walsh with the ball. Far sideline, again Marcus Brown with it, he has 4 of the 5 goals for Walsh. Shot clock down to just 14. Marcus going to look to attack here. Marcus, goal line extends to the right, works around, spins around, shot clock down to 7. Marcus needs to do something with it in a hurry. Shoots and fires high with 2 on the shot clock down to 1. And just 1 second left in the shot clock, and Seton Hill going to get the possession. Turnover on Marcus Brown there. Here comes Kevin Moe now, the goalkeeper, looking to clear it out of there. Manbeck has it at center field. Manbeck, did he lose it? He controls it, far sideline. Manbeck finally gets through everything. Manbeck goes behind the net now to Forzo. Forzo with it, right behind the net. And Seton Hill with it. Here's Weiland with it. Top of the attack box. 1:50 in the third period. Manbeck. Seton Hill still with it. Far sideline. Trying to work for a good shot here. That was Gensler. Straight on. Shot was blocked there. And it was Mitchell who blocked it out of the cross stick that time. Of Weiland. That was a heck of a block. And down the field comes Walsh. Bradley, left of the net to Bowman, misses the shot. Save there, right in between his legs by Moe with 1:16 in the third period. Hell of a job that time by Seton Hill's Moe, the goalkeeper, and down the field works Seton Hill again. We're at 65 seconds in the third period. Manbeck along the near sideline. Manbeck again, who had 3 goals in the first half, has yet to score here in this half. Seton Hill has yet to score in this period. Seton Hill with it. Here's Davis, the sophomore, the midfielder. Davis out of St. Clair. St. St. Clair behind the net. Seton Hill still with it. Straight on, and a beautiful save there made. Shot was by Manbeck, and Cudahy saved it again. He's been active in this third period, and he's done a nice job in the net. 25 seconds in the third period. Walsh comes down the field. Great clear that time by Cudahy. Waskovich with it. Left of the lane there. Ends up in the cross stick of McMahon. Now to Dowling. He lost it. Ball up for grabs. Who comes up with it? Kaufman looking to control a ground ball. 4 seconds here in the third period. Kaufman on the near sideline for Walsh, and that's how the period will end. So in that period, Walsh wins it 1-0, but they don't do much more damage than that. They did a heck of a job of keeping Seton Hill out of the net, but that's about all they did in that period. They had the lone goal as well. They had a lot of opportunities to add to it, though, as we head to the final period with Walsh trailing Seton Hill 12-5.